On the show today, we have CU Collaborate's Sam Brownell talking about credit union vendor research community and how it benefits credit unions out there. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have one of our industry's favorite innovators, Mr. Sam Brownell from CU Collaborate and CreditUnionMatch.com. You got a lot of things going in your brain there, Sam, but thank you for taking time out to chat with us for a few minutes. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Hey, we're talking about credit union vendor research community, and obviously we're going to kind of focus on CU Collaborate today because, I mean, you guys have made some great strides in that area. I mean, we first started talking, what, 3 or 4 years ago, maybe even longer than that, when this was just an idea, and now it's a reality, and it's really cool. So just to kind of kick things off, can you give us a quick 411, or what's the status? What's going on with CU Collaborate these days?
Sure. So, as you mentioned, we're probably doing too many different things at the same time. But, so we started, and I think we did an interview, I want to say, three and a half years ago. And we started with the technology satisfaction surveys where we had credit unions. We started with core processors, rate their core data processors, aggregated all that, put out a PDF report. I think it took me 3 or 4 months to compile all the data and design it. And then we put out it was paper, old fashioned, you know, the business was supposed to have died a long time ago, but that's what we started out
with. Might as well have been using an abacus, you know, something like that.
It was a good proof of concept though, seeing that, you know, credit unions, I think we had 300 plus credit unions review their core then. And, you know, we saw that both vendors and credit unions got a lot of value out of it. And since then, you know, in the span of 3 years, which is a long time, but we've evolved that into an online community. Yeah. So now someone can come in and when they review their core platform, it updates that product's profile immediately. And we also track all the sort of vendor relationships. So if someone switches cores, we track that almost in real time. We're updating that theme, which also allows us to track integration. So if you're on, I don't know, let's say like Fiserv XP2, and you're considering, a different home banking solution, you can see all the other people who are on Fiserv XP2 and what their home banking solutions are. So you know what your available options are. And then we have the ratings, which, you know, they review everything on a 1 to 6 rating. And for each product, there are sort of different parts of the product you review, but then we average that out and you can see how other people review their products. If you're considering a different core, you can see how other people review them. And we track like average contract length, average cost per member. There's a lot of data that can help credit unions in their sort of preliminary research of a technology solution. But probably the biggest piece of making it an online community is we have forums now tied to companies and specific products. So if you wanted to, let's say, again, you're looking at home banking solutions and you want to ask a question of clients on that solution, instead of getting, you know, the 5 referrals that company would give you, all of which, you know, the company sort of pre-filtered and they're going to give you people they know are going to say positive things about them. You can go through and ask a question that goes to all of the clients of that product. So we have basically an online community where you can go in, ask a question. It only goes to people who use that product, and they're also the only people who can respond. So a lot of people will be using things like, I don't know, CUNA's listservs, asking these questions. And part of the problem with that is it goes out to a much bigger audience, so you're in effect sort of spamming some people. And then you also don't know that the responses you're getting, how qualified they are. So we try and qualify that the audience that's responding to questions is the appropriate audience. And even though we keep people's comments anonymous, you can tell what their relationship is to the company and product too. So if they're a current client, if they're a past client, you can see all that, even though we don't tell you who that exact person is. You can reach out to a person individually and try and get them to like have a one-on-one conversation from there. But within the forums online, we try and protect credit unions and anonymity so that they feel comfortable telling people the truth about what they think about the products they use.
Well, it's important. It's important. I mean, and as you well know, as we all well know, credit unions are collaborative by nature. It's part of our DNA. But this really takes it to a whole new level. I mean, this is collaboration on steroids to me. and in a good way. And it's almost kind of Yelpish in a way as well, because of the reviews and stuff, which is really helpful. And I think, I mean, just, I don't know, I just see so much upside with this. It's really pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I think we've gotten a lot of positive reviews from credit unions on it, you know, getting a lot of positive feedback. I think that, as you said, credit unions are sort of pre-inclined, let's say, to share this type of information. I think sort of really the value of the platform that we've built is organizing it, structuring mm-hmm. it in a way that makes it easier for...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
And then sort of, I'm going to say warehousing it, but making it so if, you know, someone's asked the same question you're asking before, you can see all the previous questions been asked, you can see all the previous comments. You know, it's all sort of indexed, so you don't have to ask the same question someone else asked mm-hmm. about it mm-hmm. 6 months. And then I think the other piece that's helpful is you can segment the data too. So if you're, you know, we see this a lot actually with different technology solutions. They are rated differently by different types of credit unions mm-hmm. a certain way. So mm-hmm. for Fiserv DNA is scored very highly by large credit unions, but some smaller credit unions have also got DNA. And I think it, based on their feedback, basically, mm-hmm. it's sometimes harder for smaller credit unions to get as much value out of it as larger ones mm-hmm. or, you know, based on the size of the credit union and sort of what their business model is, the satisfaction levels can change. And mm-hmm. so it's important to sort of understand, you know, sort of best in breed products aren't necessarily agnostic of size. A lot of times, like, your size and resources can also have a big impact on how good a fit that technology
mm-hmm.
is for you.
Mm-hmm. This to me is growing in importance by the minute, because there's so many more vendors that are coming into the picture, especially working with credit unions. A lot of them are you know, crossing the banking threshold and coming over to the credit union land and helping out as well. And so there's so many more. So I think a resource like this is really, could be really important to them, because a lot of the times, you know, credit unions don't know who the new players are, and this could help educate them and that type of stuff. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yeah, definitely that's true. So there are a lot of new entrants to different things. One of the things we're really interested in right now and focusing on is like new account opening and loan origination systems. And there are a ton of companies in there that are newer and getting some traction and seeing that stuff. Also, like on the mobile banking side, one of the highest rated solutions actually has the fewest clients. It has, I think, like 8 clients on it. You know, I think very few people have heard of it, quite frankly. So sometimes it helps sort of the, I don't know the exact saying, I always say different malapropisms where I mix up sayings, but basically, you know, it helps the cream rise to the top.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Someone does a good job with their, you know, not only developing a good product, but supporting their clients. We want to make sure that those people are sort of recognized for the work they do, and it's not just about, you know, how deep their pockets are and you know, the size of the company, but actually the value of what they offer mm-hmm. credit unions mm-hmm. helps them gain as much traction as possible. The other thing which I find fascinating is, and I think there was recently, I want to say, an article in the journal, CU Journal, about how everyone's hoping for open banking. You know, everyone wants to do more and more open banking. And one of the things that we can show, you know, everyone claims to offer open banking and can integrate anything to another solution technically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this can show you really how open different
who actually is. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, they can say they're open, but if you go and look and all of their clients have the exact same home banking and the exact same account opening mm-hmm. and, you know, there's no variety in what people are using.
Right.
Probably fair to say that even if they're advertising to you on offering open banking, that it's going to be more difficult to actually act upon that or realize however they're spinning their open banking to their clients or prospective clients.
That tells the story quite well right there.
Yeah. Yeah, so, there's nothing better than data in terms of trying to analyze how, you know, true these the statements are that are being made to you.
Mm-hmm. So what, I mean, what other trends or what other things are you seeing out there on your site that that credit unions can take advantage of? That, I mean, like we said, there's so many new vendors out there right now. What else can they take advantage of here?
So some of the things we track is, you know, changes in market share. So if you're trying to see, you know, who's adding clients, who's losing clients, we can show that as well. So as you're saying, you know, if someone's gone from 2 to 10 to 50 clients over the last 5 years, you can see they're picking up a lot of new people, and you can also see who's migrating away. So we don't actually offer a solution that helps you with, I know you'd want to say, vendor due diligence or compliance, mm-hmm. but I think it can, we provide some data points that could be okay. certainly salient to sort yeah. of understanding, you know, we're on this platform, people are migrating off of it. You can have a general sense of that, but again, sort of seeing it in real data and understanding who's leaving platforms you're using mm-hmm. or who is gaining the most market share sort of rapidly. And a lot of times that can be an indicator of, you know, people who have particularly compelling solutions for credit unions. Mm-hmm. And then we're also starting to track, you know, news related to companies, products.
Oh,
and
really?
Even individuals. So yeah, if we're, there's an article that mentions, you know, someone signed with a new company or a new initiative by companies or products. So when you're researching a product or company, you can see sort of any time they've been mentioned.
Oh,
or,
my gosh.
Things like that.
That's cool. I mean, that's really up to the minute type stuff. And, you know, when they're mentioned in the news, that's always kind of semi-objective information that they can kind of disseminate with all the other information that they're dealing with. So yeah, I mean, so it sounds like there's just more and more information for credit unions to decide who they want to work with, which is a good thing. So because yeah. there's only so much information when you're just kind of talking with somebody, but here they have, you know, you, it sounds like it runs the gamut.
Yeah, so, you know, my background was working at Callahan, so obviously data is something that I see very valuable to credit unions, and oh, so yeah. pulling in you know, disparate data and trying to organize it and make it more digestible to credit unions is a lot of what we're mm-hmm. trying to do, both on the vendor mm-hmm. research piece and, you know, I think we've talked about it too, but our field of membership expansion tool also is that same type of thing where we're yep. pulling in data and helping credit unions analyze.
That's something, I'm glad you brought that up, because we were talking about that before we started the recording, was the field of membership and how you're talking about how, like, I guess companies like LendingTree couldn't work with credit unions because of the field of membership didn't allow just anybody and everybody to, like, compare and contrast that type of stuff. But you guys are kind of opening the door to that. How are you, can you re-explain that or
sure,
explain
sure.
re-explain it to me, yeah, but explain it to everyone watching?
Yeah. So one of the, again, sort of from a data perspective, one of the data sets that we've really focused on is actually probably really our main core competency and sort of thing that makes us unique is, our database of all credit unions' fields of membership. Mm-hmm. And we've sort of made two different tools out of it. One is a tool that helps credit unions expand their field of membership. So if they're going to go to their regulator, to the NCUA, to their state regulator and try and apply to serve a new county mm-hmm. or a new underserved area, or if they're trying to do business development, identify businesses that are closest to their branches that aren't SEGs of another credit union. However, they're trying to expand who could potentially be a member. We've made one tool that helps them do that.
Right on.
The other tool that you're mentioning is what we'd call sort of like field of membership eligibility validation, mm-hmm. which is taking data that consumers expect to answer in either researching or applying for a financial product and uh-huh. using that to figure out if they're eligible to join either a specific credit union or multiple mm-hmm. credit unions. Mm-hmm. So your example of LendingTree, you know, if a consumer went on LendingTree and they put in their home address, we could figure out all the different credit unions who could make that consumer a member mm-hmm. and make sure that, you know, if those credit unions are working with LendingTree, that their offers show up to that consumer. Because one of the, actually, the biggest source of new financial products is basically consumers going online and researching financial products mm-hmm. and trying to figure out sort of what the best product that they could qualify for is. And credit unions are pretty much excluded from that. So 52% of all consumers go out, essentially, let's just say Google, you know, best rate on a car loan, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And end up at sites that pretty much exclude credit unions because of that field of membership issues. Yeah. So if you end up on LendingTree, I think there are 22 credit unions out of the, 5,500 credit unions.
Thousands of credit unions,
22, they're on there. You know, NerdWallet has, I think, only a small handful. All those sites generally don't include credit unions because of the field of membership issue. And we've created a tool that solves that and are right hoping on. To, you know, make credit unions more accessible to consumers, make it easier to find, join, and borrow.
And work with, yeah, exactly. Work with them. Yeah. Exactly. So, I was going to say kind of a goal message here. Your goals for all of this, I mean, because it's a lot of data, and as we know, when you have this knowledge, it's just makes it easier, like you said, to make choices, you know. So what is, from your perspective, what are your goals with all of, having all of this data and having these services for credit unions out there?
So I think, you know, the vendor research community, it's to help credit unions make better decisions, ultimately make better decisions and lower their operating expenses. Mm-hmm. You know, I think part of the data that we collect is the average and median cost that other credit unions said that they spent on those products. So you can get a sense of pricing along with things and hopefully negotiate better pricing. That's what we started with, and you know, we have all that data. We've built a community. We continue to grow that out. I think the field of membership related tools is really to help credit unions grow. Yep. So growing who could join a credit union, you know, the more credit unions that consumers can join, the better.
Mm-hmm.
But then also really the, you know, field of membership, we call it Join CU, but the field of membership eligibility validation solution, we think can basically attract 10 million new members to credit unions a year.
Wow.
So it's a 70 million, let's say, financial product market that credit unions are effectively excluded from. Mm-hmm. We're even with all of online lenders' fancy technology and you know, credit underwriting, all that stuff, you know, credit unions still offer better rates, and consumers shop based on rate. Yeah. And so you put them into a marketplace with each other, we think that more often than not, consumers will pick credit unions. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's 40% of all consumers think they can't join any credit union.
That's a big number.
And I think it's on average, from what we've seen, each consumer can join about 10 credit unions. Mm-hmm. Without paying any money to, yep, for instance, an association. And if they're willing to pay $15 in an association, that goes to over 100 credit unions. The interesting thing, though, is we don't think many people actually are willing to pay to an association. Anyway, we're doing a lot of research also in terms of like when a consumer goes to an individual credit union's website and they're trying to join that credit union, mm-hmm, where the technology can also be used to make that process easier and reduce abandonment rate. And so part of that has been researching consumer behavior in trying to join a credit union. We found that over 90% of all consumers, when they're prompted to join an association in order to join a credit union, mm-hmm, bounce out at that rate. So they're unwilling to join a different association, join a credit union. There are a lot of credit unions who think of that as anyone can join my credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an effective way when you're thinking of like indirect lending channels, mm-hmm, where you know, that payment, that association piece is sort of maybe a little bit under the radar from the consumer, but in an online process where they have to opt in and it's very front and center, a lot of consumers opt out at that point and leave, and unfortunately probably end up with, you know, Bank of America or Wells Fargo or some other financial institution. We'd prefer them to end up with the credit union.
Exactly. So. Exactly. Well, it sounds like you guys are working hard in rectifying all of that type of stuff, and you're doing a great job at it. Anything else to wrap up, Sam? Anything, any final words here? Because I think you guys are doing an incredible job, and I'm looking at your website. CU Collaborate and CreditUnionMatch.com, and they're both just they're both look like they're doing pretty darn well. So you're doing something right.
Well, thank you. Now, I think the only other thing that people should be aware of, or you know, I think is a sort of big piece of news for us, is that we have partnered with Seven Leagues, an association.
Oh, wow! Good for you guys.
To provide our resources as a you know, benefit of affiliation, as a due supported value add for the leagues. So, you know, if credit unions are watching this and want to get access, it's very possible you already have access through your league, or if you don't, you know, we could talk to you or the league also about you know, how to get access to these tools. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Right on. All right. Well, for those out there, CUCollaborate.com and then CreditUnionMatch.com are the two places you should go and check this stuff out. Got any questions? I'm sure you can help them out.
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, Sam. Thanks again for the time. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work. All right.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.